Hi, folks. Dirk Bentley here. Being on the go is a big part of my life. I love seeing new places, meeting new people, and performing all over the world. For energy on the go, for me, it's 5-hour energy. It works fast, works long, and it tastes good. With zero sugar and 4 calories. Try it. It could work for your on-the-go life, too. 5-hour energy. Energy on the go. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Do you live with a 10? And by 10, I mean a First Alert 10-year sealed battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm. First Alert's 10-year sealed battery smoke and CO alarms provide trusted, reliable protection that lasts for a decade without the hassle of battery replacements and late-night battery chirps. Remember, alarms don't last forever and need to be replaced. Upgrade your home to a 10. First Alert 10-year sealed battery alarms. To learn more, visit firstalert.com/10-year or a Lowe's store today.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Today is August 12th, Vinyl Record Day. The day to wax nostalgic over the superior warm tones of a vinyl. Vinyl Record Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Another day of declines on Wall Street over China trade concerns. The Dow dropping 391 points, the S&P 36 points lower, the NASDAQ down 96. Attorney General William Barr says an investigation is underway into the apparent suicide of Jeffrey Epstein while in federal custody in New York.
Barr also had a message for anyone who helped Epstein commit the crimes he was accused of.
Any co-conspirators should not rest easy.
Epstein had pleaded not guilty to federal sex trafficking and conspiracy charges and was awaiting trial.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Immigrant right groups are threatening legal action over today's announcement by the Trump administration that legal immigrants who use food stamps or Medicaid could become ineligible for green cards. An official says the administration wants to see people coming into the country that are self-sufficient. This is Fox News.
Happy Vinyl Record Day.
We'll suggest what to listen for in judging good sound.
So if you want to discover all the great music of the 70s, which a lot of kids are into classic rock today, why not listen to it in its purest original form?
Excuse me, the record stuck.
My second job as a jock, and I had to learn this. I was sent to Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
I was working for ABC in Chicago, and I think I had like done 5 shows, one as a jock and 4 reading the news because the newsman got appendicitis and they had nobody to take his place, and that's how I got comfortable in a radio studio because I could read. So Detroit calls Chicago and says, you got anybody there that can help us out? We got 3 guys that are moving off to ABC in New York. So they flew me in, and I get off the plane, and Larry Berger was the name of the program director who had a very long and distinguished career. He says, you know how to run a board? And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, because we're a turntable station. It wasn't tapes. It was you put the actual vinyl album on the turntable, cue it up, and then play it.
Mm.
I said, no, I've never done that. And he says, well, let's go to the station because you start at 7 o'clock tonight and you need to learn. And I basically did and did okay.
Yeah, I mean, vinyl's fun. I like listening to stuff that was meant for vinyl. So, like, say any Muscle Shoals era, like old Wilson Pickett albums.
Mm.
And it's not necessarily all the talk of, is it better quality, man? Well, whether it's tape or vinyl, you can hear, like, when you first put the needle down and the music starts, that even on a perfectly clean piece of vinyl, clean needle, good machine, you have that noise, that mechanical noise of the and that's always there. And it does give a more warmth to it. And same thing with tape hiss. There is tape hiss in the background, anything you're playing on tape. Whereas digital, you can get a true no sound. Yeah. There are certain things I like better on vinyl. Definitely the stuff that was contemporaneous with that technology. You try to play recent electronic music, they come up with vinyl editions, it's... no.
We had a thing we called... We actually used it in an ad, the little black box. And it was some kind of like booster that gave the cartridges we were playing. Each song was on its own cartridge. A little more something. I really couldn't tell the difference because I'm kind of tone deaf in that regard.
But if anybody out there listening can find the 12-inch extended version of Prince Mountains with the B-side and Alexa de Paris, I would love to have that.
What is that again now?
Is the 12-inch single version of Mountains by Prince, and an extended version of the song, and the B-side on that is Alexa de Paris, this instrumental. It's freaking...
Alexa de Paris?
Alexa de Paris. D-E.
Alexa de Petty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's a pure instrumental. I have a part of it in the system in my folder, but it's...
It's too hot to get excited about the news.
Yeah.
Even though it sucks, like it always does.
But that's a piece of wax I'd love to own. I think I used to have it and got lost in a move somewhere.
Inch vinyl single Alexa de Paris.
Yeah, I wonder how much it's going for online. It was the B-side. It's back in there where they would release B-sides. That might be it, the cover that you're seeing there.
Okay.
I doubt. It was on YouTube for a second, but they're pulling those things off real quick.
I don't see an option. Wait a minute. eBay. Let's see
how much it is on eBay here. Let me see.
$14.99.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's the 7-inch 45.
I want the 12-inch. It's probably not too expensive, yeah.
Well, your birthday's coming up.
Yeah.
I might want to do something special for you.
No, that B-side is one of my favorite pieces of music the guy ever made. No vocals on it. Just incredible guitar work, really cool strings, like jazz breakdowns. It's awesome piece of instrumental music.
Remember the young lady with the broadcasting dream named Izzy?
Her name?
She's coming Wednesday.
Awesome.
To help us out, which basically means you get to have her help you with all the crap stuff. That's how you get places, though. We all did that. Everybody in this business pays their dues.
Well, and I've learned that we're pretty casual up here.
Yes.
You know, just be yourself, be natural. There's certain things we definitely got to hit your spots.
The other cool thing about it is that Dana Delk and Jacqueline Thomason will be here as well.
On Wednesday with her?
That's right.
Awesome.
Wednesday is the 14th. That's when they're due back, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's hard to believe we're almost halfway through the month.
Well, I'm ready to get paid. How about you?
Yes.
Yeah, but your house is rented now. The extra. The old.
Okay, well,
That takes some of the stress.
That puts a cork in the drain. But there's other situations.
Let's build up that bathtub again, yeah.
Well, you know, I told you Rick Clark came out and discovered that my attic fan had died. And it needs to be replaced. It's beyond repair. So we're taking care of that. Just in time for the check to clear on Thursday.
No, I found a little thing in my new apartment. Yes. It's not enough to call maintenance yet, but I wanted to take, because I was sore from the working out and whatever, an Epsom salt bath. And went to go plug the drain. It wouldn't push down all the way. Then I found a rubber stopper. Wouldn't fit all the way. So I had to put a towel and put it in the grease, then put the rubber stopper on top of the towel. That worked.
Oh.
But, man, it's a little annoying.
We find out how inventive we are when we face a crisis like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not finding the 12-inch anywhere on
eBay. I think I used to own
eBay.
It, and I don't know where it went. Maybe an old breakup thing that happened I don't want to talk about.
Oh.
Yeah. I just wanted to get the hell out of the house, and I think I left some of my...
Is this a person you can communicate with safely?
No, I don't really want to.
I'll do it.
No. Worry about it. I wish them well. Good for them.
I could ask Rich Thomas to call her. Who's going to refuse him? He's like. he's like the Godfather. Who's going to refuse him? You can't say no to that face. Just give it some thought.
Yeah, they thought Jared Kushner was going to bring peace to the Middle East. Send Rich Thomas. Get it solved real quick.
You got to start at the top. So get Rich in there and everything will be just fine. We're going to have, by the way, we talked to Rich an hour ago and he gave us the scoop that we are in a very serious situation with this heat today and tomorrow. He recorded a heat index of 117 on the east side. Down by the thinking stoop, it just feels wet.
It's muggy out there.
It's very heavy air.
Could you do me a favor real quick just to test something? Hear that static? Yeah, that helped, but not completely. I don't know what's going on with our board. Who knows? There are phantoms in that thing.
With a piece of equipment this modern, stuff like that should not be happening. That noise is probably from the 80s, and it's still working its way through.
Is that a Lindrum?
this board is like, it's like a time trap.
Yeah.
There's stuff in there that's still happening that was actually launched years ago. That would be my guess. I don't know. I have no technical skill. We mentioned Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. They specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. Whether you want to be preemptive, if you kind of know it's going in that direction, it's always good to get ahead of it, to be prepared, to not be naive. And under the best of circumstances, it's still tough. Have representation that won't be mean or ugly, that will just stand up for you and make sure that you and your rights when it comes to custody, they represent men. You can read the testimonials on their website, divorceformenalabama.com. They're very powerful. And make sure that you get a deal you can agree with. Don't do it my way. There's so many things on the station that we talk about. Don't do it the way I did it. Well, that's one of them. So, and you'll find that they're excellent advocates. They really know their stuff and their law. So if you need them, 819-4810 is the number. DivorceForMenAlabama.com. That's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Before we hit the break, Fun's Eyes Jane found it. Found the 12-inch.
How much?
$68. Holy crap, I shouldn't have lost that first one.
Tell her to buy it, I'll pay her back. Happy birthday to you. Yeah.
What?
Hey, Papa B, how are you? Put up with the Barney. I'm going to make you listen to Barney every day now. It's fair trade.
Hey, are you saying that static in your machine there, like the light from a distant star, might have started out in 1980, but we're just now
hearing it? Yes. It's been in there. There's a lot of really ancient wiring underneath this panel.
Yeah.
So it could be circulating in there like blood, and then it ruptures and it comes out.
Okay. Greg, I have a question for you today.
Yes.
Now, just how bad is this Jeffrey Epstein thing going to get? And for whom is it going to get bad for?
Probably anybody that attempts to find the truth. You know, to get to the truth on it. There's just too much of this for anybody to want to dive. I'll take it. Make sure you have arrangements made before you dig too deep. And I'm amazed that the people, for example, one of the reactions I saw, and I got it from, in fact, let me open this email because this guy just got a mention me on Facebook. He was real snarky with me when I posted the first meme on Saturday after the news broke.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Gary Brassfield. Thank you. He says, it's still tasteless, but thank you for thinking of me. Sure. Still my friend. Because I didn't get bent out of shape. This the thing that needs to be seen here is that everybody that pays attention in this country knew this guy was at risk, at huge risk, because of who he's connected to and what the circumstances could be. And yet they still got him. And none of us can understand how that's possible.
That is, and everybody is, from all accounts, the news people that are talking are like, how could this have possibly happened?
But
I guess there's a lot of ways that it could have happened, you know?
Here's the thing. A friend of mine said, he's dead. He can't hurt any more young women. That's not the point. The justice for the young women that were hurt and the other people on that list need to be known so they can't hurt anybody else.
Exactly. I want to tell you something, Greg. I think there is a nexus point between this Epstein stuff that's going on and a lot of the crumbling that's going on in the deep state. I got a feeling that there are points of connection there that are maybe just now starting to see the light of day.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that for one second that there are a lot of people sweating this situation out. And Paul Joseph Watson does a great clip. We might play some of it on pedophilia in terms of its government connections around the world. Mm-hmm. This is not unique to this one situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where it goes.
I hope they will get full disclosure on it all. The American people certainly deserve it.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Thank you for the call.
All right, guys.
All right, and this is Billy.
Hey, Greg, what's going on, bro? Piggybacking off your last caller, he said the American people sure deserve to have an answer. I got news for that caller. Washington don't give a rat's rear end about the American people. they don't care.
They've shown us that many, many times, haven't they?
Exactly right. And this Epstein cat, if you think about it, Greg, let's say you're in Washington. Let's say you're a high-ranking official. This cat has been doing what he was doing for a long time.
Right.
He had connections. He went to people in Washington. People used his services out of Washington, D.C. Very powerful people. And those people were unnerved when this cat was getting ready to start singing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure as I'm on this phone talking to you, bud, I'm here to tell you, there was some arrangements made, and I hope that the Justice Department finds out. Whether we will know about it or not, that remains to be seen. But I guarantee you, there was some phone calls made, and I hope and pray that Donald Trump and the Justice Department, the people he's got in charge, will do their job. Because I'll be honest with you, nobody's been doing their job up there in the past couple of years.
Well, you're right. And my friend David Blackman, his blog, I'm a regular follower, he says the same thing in his blog today, that 6 months into it, Barr is starting to remind him of Jeff Sessions when it comes to this deep state stuff. One of his former staffers said he is deep state.
Well, Greg,
for whatever that's worth.
The problem is, okay, this Epstein guy has been doing this for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
He had connections. And there's people in Washington that knew about this man. If somebody came up to you right now and said, hey, look, man, I can put you on this plane and fly you a couple hours, man, and you can do whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
What would your reaction be to that, Greg? You know? I mean, really.
I would pass. Sorry, I really would.
Yeah. And how many people... elected officials that have met with grieving mothers when their loved ones have been lost in war.
Right.
How many elected representatives have got before us on national TV and said they deeply care about us, knowingly that this man was doing what he was doing?
I think
those are the people I want to see held accountable to.
I think of the Benghazi victims.
Exactly.
No justice for them. There needs to be justice for the victims of this guy and his ring, whoever's in it.
And I only hope and pray that they got enough information on this cat before he was conveniently taken out, okay? That they will drop the hammer and open up a can of worms unlike anything we've ever seen in the history of this country.
I agree with you. I appreciate the call, Billy. Thank you. We got to get to the traffic dungeon, Rich's forecast, and your local news at 4:21.
We are cruising our way through the 4 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and things look great out on the roadways. We don't have a lot of problems for you. There is a lot of traffic out there, but everybody seems to be moving along pretty well. We don't have any delays on the boulevard. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and the traffic on the 31s looks good this afternoon. Let's just be careful as we wrap up our day. Haynes Ambulance is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Police in Selma say a security guard fatally shot a woman early Sunday. That woman was shooting at another woman outside of a bar. Reports say the 39-year-old woman with the gun had shot another woman in the arm early Sunday when the guard intervened, shooting her in the hip and torso. The security guard was detained and later released. The investigation is ongoing. Plus, Auburn University has named Andy Burcham as Rod Bramblett's replacement as the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Burcham is not a new name to the Plains. He spent the last 31 years involved with Auburn Athletics Broadcasting. Burcham is now the voice of Auburn football, men's basketball, and baseball starting this fall. And East Del Mall undergoing some renovations. Four air conditioning units are being replaced on the roof of the mall, and General Manager Richard Holman says the project is a $250,000 capital investment. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The first 2 days of this week may be the hottest days we've seen this summer on the heat index. There's still a risk of a isolated storm for the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature down to about 78. Then for tomorrow, intense heat. High temperature in the upper 90s. Heat index maybe 110, maybe a little higher. The rain chances not great tomorrow, but there'll be some scattered storms around. Then the rain chances really pick up on Wednesday and Thursday as showers and thunderstorms become scattered to numerous. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
Margarites. How do we do it? We make it. We really make it. We custom design with you involved every step. Our diamonds are only the best. Forevermark. Direct from the De Beers Mines to Margarites in Montgomery, Alabama. Master Jewelers, this is what totally separates us from all the others. And Margarites, your jewelry is the most important thing in the world. Margaret's open 7 days a week, located in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On August 12, 1963, the world welcomed little baby Sir Mix-a-Lot.
I like baby butts and I cannot lie.
Baby got born.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, a star is born.
Can I ask you a question? By the way, welcome to Happy Hour on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I'm sure you have the ability to, yes.
Why is it, because there's so many things you have to set up with an account name and a password. There must be like 20 or 30 of these things that vary, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it I don't use the same password so that I don't have to think, what did I use on this one? Because I'm trying to get into Amazon so I can get this thing for your birthday. And it's being ugly. authentication. Oh, for crying out loud.
Don't worry about it, Greg.
Now they're going to send me a one-time personal... What's an OTF? A one-time OTP, one-time password, okay? Okay, so it should be in my email talk while I'm looking this up. I want to get this done.
You really going to do this?
I'm old. I could be dead by your birthday.
This would be...
If I'm dead...
It's quite an expensive gift for two songs.
You'll say, he's gone, but I've got this record to remember him
by.
Okay, yeah. I wish I had asked for something more expensive. Let's see. Da, da, da. Da, da, da. Continue. Good. So, what else is new? Friday, usually we go through all the crap we accumulate over the week, and we didn't do that Friday. Why is that? We were busy.
Oh, we had a lot going on in a full studio.
A lot of calls. You were talking about Barney earlier and the abuse of his...
Right.
His...
You're perverting my childhood.
Perverting your childhood, yeah.
Yeah.
How about a guy in a Cookie Monster shirt accused of stealing cookies from a convenience store?
No, that's kind of funny.
Oh.
It's perverting childhood, sure, but it's also, I mean, it's pretty good.
Is that ironic?
If you're going to steal cookies, wear a Cookie Monster shirt.
And then,
Now, if he had gone full on, like, mascot outfit that looks like Cookie Monster and stole the cookies, he might not have even been arrested.
Right, you give him an award. And then we have a guy who's having a seizure at a 7-Eleven in Colorado. And while he's undergoing this trauma, a woman stole his dog. That's a country song.
Having a seizure, and she came and took my dog. Twang, twang, twang. Right?
I'm amazed you never had a music career.
Yeah. I'm the male version of Shania Twang.
I was born an epileptic.
Well, that's it. We have nothing now for the next hour and a half.
Because
I pretty much... this is funny. This could make even you feel old.
All
15
right.
Pop culture moments from exactly 10 years ago?
Sure, yeah. That would have been 20, yeah.
Black Eyed Peas song, I Got a Feeling, was number one for the entire month of August.
Did you notice the static went away?
It did.
It did. It went away completely because they turned off the lights in the office.
So here's the conundrum. I don't know if engineering is listening or not. Is there any way that we can take this board, this electronic masterpiece, and not have it on the same circuit that the fluorescent lights in the sales department are on?
Right.
That seems like the easy fix. It's not that.
It's the lights.
God.
It's amazing. But yeah, I do remember. I got a feeling, that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus was just hitting the airwaves. By the way, it was announced today that she and, is it Liam Hemsworth?
Yeah.
They're getting divorced.
Oh, crap! Damn it!
Yeah, we share your angst. That was a major disappointment to me, too. Emily Blunt and John Krasinski. I have been binge-watching The Office.
Yeah.
And there's a story here today.
The Office is great.
Called What TV Binge-Watching Does to Your Brain.
Interesting. I've actually been hesitant before you get into what it does to the brain. I've had an aversion. People have suggested all sorts of great new TV shows to me. And I've kind of not wanted to, because I'll get sucked in and I will binge-watch and waste a weekend doing it. So I don't want to do that time commitment. I'm wondering what it does.
This is from Health Day News. And everything they say, you've heard of them, right?
No.
It's important to recognize that the brain is not an isolated organ. It responds to its environment, said Dr. Randall Wright.
Is anything an isolated organ?
Sometimes. A neurologist... an isolated organ. When we binge watch, we create an unhealthy environment for the brain because we're sitting for long periods of time, isolating ourselves from social activities and eating large amounts of unhealthy food.
Yes.
He likens the instant gratification of watching episode after episode of a show to wanting to continue gambling.
Yeah.
Even after you win. If you indulge often, the cycle and the side effects of binge watching can lead to harmful brain and body damages. He said, and it sounds to me like it's worth it. But I watched
once a week. I think it's all right.
My daughter got me into The Office. The Office has been the show that's been her comfort TV.
It's so funny.
It is one of the most brilliantly written shows I've ever watched. And the characters are so incredibly well developed. And it is an office.
Steve Carell, I think that's his best role he's ever done.
One of the episodes I watched over the weekend was the one where he hits... I'm still not good memorizing the names. She's kind of the homely redhead in the office.
Oh, the other woman.
Meredith,
yeah.
He hits Meredith with his car. I mean, the opening sequence...
Michael Scott does?
He's talking to the camera, and the next thing you know, you see Meredith on the hood of the car with her face in the windshield. And he broke her hip. So how do you take, you know, the best shows can take something like that and make it funny, a dark thing like that. So they go to visit her in the hospital, and they find out that while she was in, it turned out she had been exposed to rabies. But that happened in a different hilarious episode where a bat gets into the office, and Dwight Schrute catches it in a plastic bag that's wrapped around Meredith's head. And she's struggling. He's suffocating her while this bat's flying around inside the plastic bag. Well, when she's in the hospital after Michael hits her with the car, they find out that she had been exposed to rabies. And basically, him hitting her with the car put her in the hospital where they could find this out. So what does Michael decide to do about all this chaos? He's going to do a 5K run for rabies awareness. Because if there's anything in this life that we're just totally in the dark on, it's rabies, and we don't care enough can get that horrible thing. I remember my parents scaring the crap out of me when I was a kid about getting bit by a strange dog or animal. The rabies shots, they go into your stomach. Get in my belly! And it's horrendously painful. Mm. But haven't we kind of eradicated that risk with the tetanus shot and stuff like that?
I think so, but who knows?
Yeah, well, you really...
You're asking the wrong guy. I haven't been to the doctor in years.
I went.
Yeah, no, everything was pretty good.
I shared my...
That's what we did Friday.
Yeah.
That's why we didn't cover your big crap pile.
So...
Yeah, The Office is a great one to binge. It's very easy to binge because you can maybe miss an episode or two and just pick up wherever.
Well, there's a lot of them that kind of run in sequence with each other, but I'm going to post this binge watching story. The health risk of... They want to ruin everything, basically. That's how I read this. That they don't want anybody to be happy or having fun, so we're going to find out some way to ruin it for you.
Well, and people, I guess, are watching a lot of the NBC properties that are on Netflix right now,
because
they're about to leave Netflix. So, like, Friends, which I've seen plenty of times. I don't need to rewatch Friends. The Office, Scrubs, I guess, which...
That was a pretty good show.
I loved... For a while, it was fantastic. Yeah. Dr. Cox is one of my favorite TV characters. Parks and Rec. If you like The Office, Greg, I think you'd like Parks and Rec. It's essentially the same type of show, but I would say even more character-driven than The Office. Very, very funny show. And gets into the absurdities of, like, local government and just... Yeah, it's really, really good.
This show has helped Janelle keep her head in a good space because it is that funny. And she went to see Meredith and the gay guy at some Supercon or something that was in Miami.
Oh, Oscar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're so funny. Again, you know, it's like there's so much politically incorrect stuff in there. Even Carell said recently, I don't know if we could do the show.
No, probably,
10 years later.
Probably not.
That's
especially
terrible.
Those early seasons are, he's bad.
He's really bad, but he's, you know, he does in his way the same thing that All in the Family did. You don't want to be him because he is that way.
Right, but he's also, there's a part of him that's redeeming. Where
yes.
You're like, he's not an evil person. He's just, he just has no, the word is, I'm missing it. No tact. He
yeah.
just says whatever comes
right.
to mind. And he's
yeah.
always just kind of in the moment, the whim of the moment, looking out for himself.
He goes to one of the other Dunder Mifflin, because for some reason that branch is outselling the other. So he goes, he's sent to the other branches to tell them how they're doing it. So he's outside, this room is full of employees, and he's outside and he's on his cell phone getting the news that his father died. And he comes into the room and he's, I'm sorry, I just got, and the whole crowd reacts like, oh my God, we're so sorry that you just, and then he said, kidding, but I sold you, didn't I? This isn't a cell phone, it's a calculator. But I got you all to buy into my dead father, who, by the way, is very much alive. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
That is the only show I've seen in years that makes
good.
Me laugh out loud because it's just so damn funny. And, yeah, let's take it away because we don't want to take the risk that even one person. Unbelievable. East.
Hey, Greg, listen, I wanted to ask you a thought that WKRP and Barney Miller would make it today. I love to watch that show, and I worked in radio back in the 70s, and so I really connect with the KRP thing. What do you think about that?
I'm not sure what the question is.
Well, do you think that it would work today, WKRP? I mean, or has radio changed so much, this big corporate...
WKRP would work with Blue Water as the model for it, but it would not work if you're talking about one of the big ungodly broadcasting companies like Cumulus or iHeart. iHeart, our bottom line,
yeah.
That's what the name of that company should be.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate radio. I mean, whatever. It's such a bad joke on the public. And I was one of the first people to get it stuck to me by those.
Well, yeah,
it's a good thing you're not bitter.
Your misfortune is we're the winners and all that.
Speaking of bitter, I've been watching a show called Sweet Bitter on Stars. I just lucked into that last year.
Yeah.
It's a half hour. It's only like 6 episodes per season, but I've been watching that. For some reason, I care, and I don't know
this
why.
This weekend, my brother came into town, and we chatted some. Got, you know, how's life, bro? No, it's pretty good. How's your things are going along. And then we watched Infinity War. Avengers Infinity War, which I think...
Did you see that in the theater when it came out?
I did. We both own it. That and Endgame. I think Infinity War is the better of the two. It's just a standalone movie, so that's when we...
What do you think, East?
Hey, you know what? TV is still alive and well. It's not like radio was about to disappear back when MTV came out. So, you know, it looks that way, but I guess everything's going streaming service.
Look at the time. I'm sorry that we got so engrossed in this that the 10 minutes where it seemed like there was nothing to say is now gone racing by. But I posted that article on binge watching on my Facebook page, and I would love to get basically want to know what you're binge watching these days. Georgia Floors Direct, a great idea. Watch the documentary on Newsmax. We now get that on our cable. How old fashioned? You're not unplugged? No, because it's still tax deductible in the state of Alabama. Newsmax has some pretty good documentaries they pick up from very obviously made a while back or had their first run somewhere else, but I watched one called 1969, A Year Like No Other, or A Summer Like No Other. It's only a half hour. Basically, I think my magazine column did a better job of encapsulating that year than this documentary did. And nowhere in this 30-minute documentary did it mention Georgia Floors Direct. It should have, because there's a great business idea that was born in 1969 and continues to this day at 1965 Eastern Boulevard, next to Ashley Home, where you get wholesale pricing on popular styles of flooring. It's not where unpopular flooring goes to die or to find a place to stay. it's all good. And they've got a great team led by Jeff Mallinson to help you navigate it within the budget parameters and the choices you're looking to see. And for qualified customers, they can do 12 months good as cash. It's installed by people they have, a team they've built over many years who are the best at what they do. So you cannot go wrong. It is about the biggest zero-risk shopping experience you can have anywhere when it comes to flooring. So stop by and see Jeff and his team, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. Visit them on Facebook. They got a great pair.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Sky Watch rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock hour, and we have an accident on the boulevard. It's right where you exit to go off on the Atlanta Highway, so be careful right there in front of the car dealers. We also see a disabled vehicle on the entrance ramp from the Southern Boulevard to I-65, so be careful there. Otherwise, everything's moving along pretty well this afternoon. We don't have a lot of problems for you. There is a lot of traffic out there, so be situationally aware and watch the traffic around you this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Please call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. Thank you, Central Alabama, for voting us best of the best 6 years in a row. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From the Fox Business Network, the Dow fell nearly 400 points. The S&P and NASDAQ were also lower. A black eye for L'Oreal. A jury in Delaware finds the beauty company didn't behave all that beautifully, finding in favor of a complaint by Olaplex that L'Oreal stole trade secrets and glommed onto Olaplex patents for a hair coloring product. L'Oreal looking at damages in the tens of millions. If you're planning to go on a diet, don't listen to this. Olive Garden is bringing back its never-ending pasta pass. $100 buys you 9 weeks of unlimited macaroni. And if that doesn't fill you up, you get unlimited soup or salad and breadsticks. And Smithfield Foods, the world's largest pork producer, is making a move on flexitarians. Those are people who are trying to cut down on their meat consumption without going full vegetarian. Smithfield offering a non-meat product made of soy for burgers and breakfast patties. They're calling it Pure Smithfield. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hank Weinblum.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
I've used it for a year now, and I've worried zero time. I just enter in the time, it's calculated, and it's taken out of bank account, and it's just done. I love it.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. With that's PatriotSoftware.com.
Accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The first 2 days of this week may be the hottest days we've seen this summer on the heat index. There's still a risk of a isolated storm for the next few hours before they fade out tonight. A steamy overnight low temperature down to about 78. Then for tomorrow, intense heat. High temperature in the upper 90s. Heat index maybe 110, maybe a little higher. The rain chances not great tomorrow, but there'll be some scattered storms around. Then the rain chances really pick up on Wednesday and Thursday as showers and thunderstorms become scattered to numerous. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman, Mattress Superstores.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups, and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Need a smoke again. I'm at work and it's not even 10. Need to step out and go smoking with my friends. And I can't wait to have a smoke again. Need a smoke again. Don't try to talk to me until then. It's so bad I've already got one in my hand. And I can't wait to have a smoke again. Need a smoke again. Like a band of lepers we stand in the open air. But our co-workers complaining that these extra breaks just aren't fair. I don't care. Need a smoke again. Then they'll bitch about my breath again. So I start acting like we are best of friends. I lean in and breathe all over them. And I can't wait to have a smoke again.
Aw, jeez, Tom.
And thank you for listening to News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Remember last week we mentioned that that company is making vodka from water from Chernobyl.
Yeah.
They're supposedly removing the isotopes and all the stuff that could make it bad. Chernobyl vodka. This is not a hoax.
Comrades, if you want an old-school Soviet beverage harvested from the world's worst nuclear disaster, try Chernobyl vodka.
Chernobyl vodka is great. No aftertaste, because it burns off my taste buds.
Chernobyl vodka is 90 proof and has an atomic weight of 239. It's smooth, too. So say, niet to hangovers.
It's true! No hangover headache in any of my three heads. Right, second head?
Yep, I'm great! Me too!
Drink Chernobyl straight like a real man, or if you want, be weak and mix it with girly cranberry juice.
Why is my sea breeze glowing?
Core meltdown. Evacuate immediately.
Chernobyl vodka. Turn your beach summer into a nuclear winter. And for you craft beer drinkers, pick up a six-pack of 3 Mile Goose Island.
Mmm, you can really taste the isotopes. Oops, sorry, can someone pick up my eyeballs?
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
And our high voltage story this afternoon comes from
adorable
Rich Thomas. He just tweeted out the official high in Montgomery today was 99. Now, my car thermometer said it was a little high. In fact, it was at 103 at one point. But that doesn't count. The official reading comes in the airport, not my car. Never see him on TV saying, well, the high in Greg's car yesterday was 103. And my car, as much as I love that road, does not compute heat index. So 99 was the official high. It didn't even come close to breaking the record from the memorable, horrible, awful summer of 2007 when it was 106 degrees on this date that year. 106. The heat index today was 113. So does that mean it was a whole lot cooler today than it was 10 years ago or 12 years ago? No. But we didn't break any records today. And it'll be just as ugly. Now, what's really cool is we have one come through in July. Remember a little front that made it all the way through and it cooled off for a couple of mornings, temperatures mm-hmm. in the 60s? We have another one of those things coming through Wednesday. We'll get some rain, which I believe we do need, and then slightly lowered humidities and stuff for a couple of days. Wouldn't that be nice if that was a climate change pattern?
Yeah.
Because that's what happens. You know, you get in, the weather gets into a rhythm just like people do.
Well, we're definitely on an uptick. I don't. Have you ever followed any of the CO2 coalition?
No, but I do follow a guy named Steve. In fact, I have a video that I emailed myself.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to thank Rich for that. Guy named Steve Goddard, who is total science and despises the climate alarmists.
Yes.
And continually provides evidence that this is just politics, they're all full of crap. And they are. And only a supremely arrogant individual would think that we can actually change nature. It used to be a TV spot well before you were born that said it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. It was about fake butter.
Mm-hmm.
We want real butter. So that became a thing for a while there in the late 70s. How do they plan to do this? They're always, well, we only got 12 years, and it was the hottest July ever, which I don't believe. So how do you fix this, alarmist? What's the plan? You going to build a giant rocket engine that's going to propel us just a little further away from the sun? The sun is the leading cause of climate change. And it's been going on since God created the universe. It's just total BS. I want to find that. I would like to play some of that today. Where is it? Maybe we got time. Yeah, I might be able to get a couple of minutes of this now. Goddard. It's on YouTube.
Hello, this is Tony Heller from RealClimateScience.com, setting the record straight about climate. See the Washington Post.
See what it says there? Democracy dies in darkness?
Motto is, democracy dies in darkness. There's two ways of interpreting that. One is that it's a warning, and the other is that it's their plan. Here's the headlines on Google News today. Washington Post. Greenland is on track to lose most ice on record this year, and has already shed 250 billion tons. And then, Live Science. Greenland lost 217 billion tons of ice last month. In CBS News, Greenland melt. Greenland's ice sheet just lost 11 billion tons of ice in one day. Wow, that sounds bad. We really messed up the climate this time. It says it right there in the Washington Post. Here's the surface mass balance graph for Greenland from the Danish Meteorological Institute. This graph shows that snow starts accumulating on Greenland about the beginning of September and keeps falling there until the end of May. On average, about 600 billion tons of snow accumulates on Greenland's surface between the beginning of September and the end of May. If there wasn't any loss of ice from Greenland during the summer, that snow would just keep piling up higher and higher every year till it got up to the top of the troposphere. Obviously, that can't happen, so there's two mechanisms by which Greenland loses mass during the summertime. One is by melting from the surface, which you can see in this curve here. For about 2.5 months a year, temperatures on parts of the ice sheet are above freezing, and quite a bit of melting occurs.
See, what he's saying there is, these alarmists, these headlines, billions of... Think about that. Think about how big Greenland is, and how much ice there is. And it just gets warm enough during the summer for some of that to melt. And when September comes, as he said, it'll start snowing again all the way through next spring. And guess what? Will there be headlines in the Washington Post or any of these other douchebag media sources that say Greenland regains ice lost during summer? Of course not. They're using this to scare you. They are so full of baloney.
It's a beautiful morning.
Anyway, this is a guy I really like to get on the show because he is so good at debunking the crap that that we're exposed to when it comes to this stuff. At 456 Briscoe, we've heard about the CBD products at the CBD store. Mm-hmm. And we know that they have treat pets, bacon-flavored, not treat pets, pet treats, excuse me. And Briscoe, one of his legs, he was walking around on three. His left hind leg was pulled up. So we decided on our sponsor tour on Saturday to stop at the CBD store. We saw Marisa. And she explained these treats and how they work. And suggested, because he's a little more than 25 pounds, that we might want to give him two, especially since he's walking with obvious discomfort. So we did, and we were able to get him into bed, and he stayed comfortable for hours. He was fine. He was fine, but what he needed to do was not be walking around, not be curious like he normally is, and he's back on all 4 feet today with no discomfort, no lameness, nothing. These products work. So if you'd like to learn more about them, best way is to just stop by the CBD store on Minnie Brown Parkway on the west side of the Renfro Adams Drugs Plaza there and see Marisa or Laurie. They're very well versed in these products and what they can do, help you accomplish, because we were really amazed. CBD, the fastest growing segment in the nation since the Farm Bill passed last year and the use of industrialized hemp. There's misinformation about this, so what you want is the straight scoop. I suggest you get it at your CBD store or call 593-0818. But trust me when I tell you, Marisa and Lori are so well-versed in these products and what they can do. I would recommend you visit them and see what it can do for you and even your pet. It was amazing. 458, traffic time. Fox News coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your afternoon traffic, and things look pretty good on the roadways right now, but we are starting to see the crowds build up around the boulevard, so be careful around the traffic lights. If you're on I-85 headed towards the downtown area, look out because we're about to see that slowdown around the interchange. Up on I-65, everything seems to be moving along smoothly, and we don't see any delays on the 31. Let's just be careful as we head on home this afternoon. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. Representative to the United Nations. And she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley.